I'm your founder, I'm your instructional designer, I'm also your subject matter expert, or yes, it's me. That's the last bad joke I'm going to make. Now, it's my job to explain our decisions, it's my job to manage your expectations. So first things first, this is not three distinct courses, this is one course split into three phases. If you remember way back then, we were founded to find a viable alternative to smart drugs. Now there's not one smart drug that you take if you want to be good at English, there's not one smart drug that you take if you want to be good at math. This is one course, three distinct phases. Those three phases are engagement, you're in it right now, the passive phase, and the active phase. Now, in the engagement, you want to try and capture people's interest. You want to fire up their imagination. You want to show and tell a little bit. Show what might be possible. Now, the traditional way of presenting a course is to either with video, or if you are targeting smartphones, then MP3 is acceptable. When you back this up with a transcript, that's familiar. That's a familiar schema. The next phase is the passive phase. Now, the reason we don't have one consistent format is because well, it's for this reason. Let's say you are taking a course on online marketing, and I've taken a course with online marketing through Lynda, and don't get me wrong, I love Lynda, it's a fantastic resource. But on this particular occasion, it was as if the subject matter expert was trying to beat me unconscious with an encyclopedia. Now, if I was already doing the job of an online marketer, then probably would be okay. I could sit back and I could wait for lightning to strike. But much of that information was new to me. So I felt a bit overwhelmed. It was a bit like trying to drink water out of a fire hydrant. So when the information is new, when it's a new schema, when it's not familiar, it's best to strip out all the distractions. If I'm talking, then I'm crowding out your inner monologue. If it's written down, you can slow it down. Now, this passive course, if this was in-person learning, would be the foundation for priming, of absorbing information prior to being taught. Now, this would naturally lead on to the active learning based around group discussion, which is pioneered and championed by a man called Carl Wieman. And I recommend you look this up. We've got a dedicated section in our publishing guidelines on active learning. But you can also look up the short 7-minute animated video that Carl Wieman made with Sprouts Learning. I believe this is quite possibly the future of teaching and training. However, this isn't in-person training, this is online training, and online training we do things a little differently. Now, this is where we put all the where you put theory into practice. So this is our resources, our exercises, our profiling tools, and ongoing assessment. This is where you learn by doing. Now, I'm going to wrap it up here, or I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for the next phase 2, the passive phase, currently this is still open for registration. Currently it's still free. Now, I don't know how long we'll be able to keep that open. I'd also like to remind you, this isn't about us. This is very much about you. This is about you taking back control.